This is North Shore Today for Monday, June 27. Sunrise at 5.07 a.m., sunset at 8.24 p.m. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News that the city of Salem hasn't yet been declared a safe haven for animals, but one group does want to change that, and City Hall is coming on board. The City Council's Committee on Ordinances, Licenses, and Legal Affairs is set to take up an order from Ward 6 Councilor Beth Gerard to create an ordinance relative to the treatment and rights of domesticated animals in Salem. Treatment and rights. Again, this is by Dustin Luca, who says the effort has moved through several hands so far. It originated with a Facebook group titled Salem Saves Animals, run in part by Laurie Lorelei Stathopoulos, the owner of Crowhaven on Essex Street, Crowhaven Corner, that is. Stathopoulos connected to Gerard through Bill LaGault, a former city councilor who is still active in city affairs as a resident. And Stathopoulos is quoted as saying, Salem Save Animals has been working on this for 2 years. There's been so much abuse around the city and different things going on. This was the right time to bring this forward. More on that to come. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times that Gloucester's unemployment rate fell to 4.8% at the end of May, the start of the summer tourism season. The jobless percentage was the lowest for any month dating back at least 9 years, according to the article. The latest numbers reported by the state's Executive Office of Labor and Workforce Development coincide with the end-of-May staffing and pending opening of the new restaurant Tono, the Brass Monkey Gifts and Antiques Emporium, and the Beauport Hotel Gloucester, which projects to employ 200 people at its peak. In all, the statistics indicate that 14,622 Gloucester residents were holding down jobs at the end of May, up from 14,439 who were working over the same time frame in 2015. The rate, down from the city's previous 9-year low of 5.3% reported for the end of April, is well below the 6.1% jobless rate reported for May of last year. The numbers also show 737 workers on the unemployment rolls this May, compared with 943 a year ago. Well, there will be a new look later this summer on Route 1 in Saugus as the town loses another iconic structure. Bill Newell reports.
First, it was those Hilltop Steakhouse cattle that were herded away not all that long ago, and the leveling of that restaurant. Now, it's the dinosaur on Route 1 South where the miniature golf is played. They're going to be building a new $70 million apartment complex there. Thomas Grillo in the item writes the following. The $70 million development will include 250 one-bedroom apartments in four buildings, a pair of hotels, ground floor retail, garage parking, and seven buildings. The partners bought a vacant 11-acre site next to the miniature golf in 2013 for $1.4 million, and they plan to close on the 2-acre golf parcel in August for an undisclosed price. The entertainment center is expected to close later this year. One of the developers of the project says this, "We think that by having all one bedrooms will attract Logan Airport employees, pilots, flight attendants, and casino workers who will be just 3.7 miles away in Everett. It's also a place for empty nesters who have big houses in Saugus who want to downsize." You can read more in Monday's edition of the Daily Item in Lynn. I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
Well, there you go, Bill, the way of the dinosaur. Leah Dearborn from the Lynn Item reports that the Happy Together tour in Lynn brought the spirit of the 60s to Lynn Auditorium on Saturday night. The tour included performances by many of the decade's musical icons, including Billy J. Kramer, Gary Puckett, Mark Lindsay, Chuck Negron, and the Cow Sills. The Happy Together tour is hosted by Mark Volman and Howard Kalin of the Turtles. It opened with Billy J. Kramer in replacement of the Spencer Davis Group. Hailing from the British invasion band Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas, Kramer operated as a solo act and played his 1964 chart hits Little Children and Bad to Me. The latter was written by the late John Lennon of the Beatles, whom Kramer said played it for him for the first time on his 20th birthday. That's this check of news. This is MSONewsSports.com.